Welcome back to CJD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And as we've been talking about for almost the last hour, we've been discussing getting you ready for summer 2017, getting your body in tip-top shape. We've been discussing cool sculpting, body effects. We've also been talking about a medical condition called hyperhidrosis and tips on how to deal with that, which Botox is actually an answer. If you'd like, again, to reach out to Dr. Monk with regards to any of these topics, or even if you'd like to talk to him about Botox or fillers, again, something he can help you with at his office, which is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. So, Ronnie, we're going to talk about some of these skincare tips to have you looking your best for the summer. I think right off the top, what would affect me the most, and I think, or, you know, what would be in our general consciousness is the sun rays and how we have to enjoy them, but be very careful.
Yeah. So tip number one, any derm will tell you, is sun protection. So that means what I tell all my patients, you need a broad spectrum sunscreen, has to protect UVA, UVB. SPF should be minimum 30. I love the mineral blockers with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide because those are the best blockers for the sun. So reapplication of your sunscreen every 2 to 3 hours is important. Sunglasses to protect your eyes, a hat to protect your head, and obviously a wide-brimmed hat to protect your ears and so forth is important. And just, you know, it's not enough to just apply your sunscreen and just wear a hat. Stay in the shade as much as you can. The sun is damaging. It gets through your sunscreen more than you think. So just do your best to protect and be careful.
And I love that you have your daughters like trained SEALs because they're all under the age of 6, right, I think?
Yeah.
And tell the story about how they get themselves ready for school.
Well, they know. They brush their teeth. They put on their sunscreen. And if we haven't done it yet, they come to my room and they say, Daddy, you forgot to put on my sunscreen. And they know that. And it's so funny because on a rainy day, it's thundering outside, and my middle daughter, who's 5, Jamie, will come to me and she'll say, Daddy, I'm going to get a sunburn. You have to put on my sunscreen. So they just know. It's ingrained in their minds, and it's their routine with brushing their teeth, and that's how it should be for all kids.
And I know you mentioned earlier about the broad spectrum protection. Is there, and the mineral-based, is there anyone that wouldn't work for because of like sensitive skin, or is that better for sensitive skin? I don't know.
It's much better for sensitive skin. So a lot of people that don't tolerate sunscreens react to the chemical filters like avobenzone or oxybenzone in the sunscreen.
Okay.
Whereas the physical sunscreens like zinc and titanium are really hypoallergenic. And I don't know if it's ever been reported that somebody's developed an allergic reaction to one of those filters. So much safer, chemical-free. And what's nice is the newer generation minerals are really fine particles, and they're beautiful. They're light, they're clear, they're not greasy, and you just got to find them.
And with regards to the sunblock, I think you had talked about on the program before where you have, blocker that even can match your skin tone?
For sure. So you could find tinted blockers.
Oh, okay.
And depending on, you know, your skin tone, you could find one that kind of like a makeup, and they even have makeup with minerals in it, like zinc, for example, and you get your protection in your foundation, which is great.
This might be an odd question, but I wanted to ask you this again as the summer is approaching, and even now, like we've talked about all winter long, you need to be protecting your skin regardless of what season you're in. But as we head into sort of the warmer weather, and again, more people being out, is there particular foods or again, obviously staying hydrated with water, very important, but stuff that you would want people to know on the dietary tip?
Yeah. What you're stealing my tips because I was going to mention. So eating foods with high antioxidants, green leafy vegetables, tomatoes. But antioxidants are very good for you. They protect the DNA from free radical damage. And that's really what ages the skin and will predispose you to skin cancers and so forth. So eating foods high in antioxidants, nuts is another good example. They have a lot of omegas and antioxidants.
Okay.
Is very good for your skin. And not only will your skin radiate, but you'll also be able to prevent a lot of sun damage on your skin.
And we all know water is important, but Ronnie, how important really is water?
Water is very important for health in general. I don't think we know or appreciate the exact benefits of drinking enough water and hydration on the skin. Because, I mean, I see and treat a lot of eczema in my practice, And I usually tell them, like, it's not really that they're dehydrated internally, it's really that their skin is dehydrated, and the key is moisturizing. So to be honest, as a derm, I think moisturizing is super important and should always be done. And one of my tips that I was going to go over was to use a hyaluronic acid moisturizer with hyaluronic acids in them, because those help to retain your own natural moisture as opposed to just adding an outside moisturizer. Mm-hmm. But I actually think drinking water is equally as important for your health and for your skin.
Is there anything physically that you want us to know about, like we talked about sort of what you should be doing to the inside of your body? What about just the physical aspects of it?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, but I think weight training is actually, obviously it's important for your muscles and your bones, but from an aesthetic out point, it actually will make your body and your face look better. Because as your muscles bulk up, you know, you don't get that sagginess, that loose skin that you get if you don't have a lot of muscles. So there's a lot of benefits we don't know to weight training, but mm-hmm. I actually think aesthetically, weight training is very good for your underlying volume, mm-hmm. And for your overall body and your skin looking better. Okay. It keeps it tight and lifted.
Perfect. So now, before the show wraps up, again, I did want to mention one more time your Cool Sculpting event that is happening on the 27th of April at your office from noon until 7. What can people expect at the Cool Sculpting event?
So it'll be a great event. We'll have snacks. We'll have refreshments. My whole team is going to be there, including my nurses, me, my wife, my office manager, some my laser technicians, and we'll all be there to teach you about Cool Sculpting. So, you know, I'll probably give a talk about Cool Sculpting. There will be private consultations going on. So these are consults done with either myself or my team discussing Cool Sculpting, seeing if a person's a good candidate, and, you know, detailing the procedure with you, individualizing it to based on what people need, mm-hmm. and just learning more about this fantastic technology and what it can do for you.
Perfect. And you can reserve your space because, again, spaces are limited. But again, anyone is welcome. You can call up the cosmetic line at his office at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The website monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And Ronnie, you have one big thing to do before you leave tonight. Say hello to your daughters.
I was going to forget. It's good you're here, Kelly. I always give a shout out to my three beauties, Gabby, Jamie, and Avery. Love you guys, and get to bed.
Excellent. Dr. Monk, thank you so much for this. We appreciate
thank
it very, very much. Dr. Ronnie Monk, my name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. A big thank you going out to Fernando Gelso for pushing all the right buttons. And coming up next on CJD, The Night Side.